This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You mentioned Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We know he's the last and final messenger sent to mankind. But when you bring this up to certain people, to, let's say, the Christians, some of them, and how would you answer this? They try to compare him to like a Joseph Smith and the Mormons, who they reject. They say, oh, this is just another sect, just like we have the Mormons.
Mormons, or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, are a religious group who practice Mormonism. The origin of Mormonism dates back to the 1820s, when Joseph Smith, the founder of the religion, published the Book of Mormon, which he claimed he translated from ancient Egyptian writings on golden plates that an angel showed him in Manchester, New York.
Mormonism teaches that trillions of planets scattered throughout the cosmos are ruled by countless gods who once were human like us. The Latter-day Saints hope to prove their worthiness and thus become gods.
Believe you're going to become a god one day?
Yeah.
Why?
It is in the scriptures and the prophets have told
Where?
Us. It's all throughout the scriptures.
Where?
Have you heard this argument?
Hey baby, are you an angel? Because I'm allergic to feathers.
You know how to get them.
Hey baby, did you just fart? Because you blew me away.
I know that one. No matter what technology the church comes out with, they can never beat the power of the knock.
What is a celestial girl like you doing in a terrestrial place like this?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You ready for BYU?
BYU, I do.
I have. We hear all kinds of interesting points being brought up and so on.
How do you like to answer that?
Sure. So the first foremost thing is, if we look at the Mormon church and what was developed there and so on, and other sects that you have in Christianity and false prophets and things, we show a distinction between that and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, in first and foremost, the Quran. The Book of Mormon, and again, with no disrespect to Mormons, I have it, I've read it, I've gone through it. You will find many things that are not in accordance to what modern science has found today. You will find many things that would be, I would say, racially unacceptable for us to state today. And I don't want to go too deep unless you want to go down that rabbit hole.
No,
but you can look at the writings of Brigham Young, and you can write about the Mark of Cain and how black skin was a curse brought and things like this. That today, if you really want to discuss, you couldn't say these would be the true teachings of a true prophet, right? You don't find any actual historically verified miracles. You don't find any scientific facts that scientists, Joseph Smith could not have known at the time and scientists found out later. We find all those miracles in the life of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. First and foremost, the sign that shows that he was a true prophet is the Quran itself. We challenge Christians and say, look, tell us this. How can a man in the desert who doesn't know how to read or write, according to the historians, across the board, from Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham, and you go back to the scholars, Muslims and Orientalists, you will find that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was illiterate, unlettered, couldn't read or write. How could he then write a book that was so eloquent that none of the poets of Arabia could answer that? None of them could bring anything like it. And they tried. I have a series on the life of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and we show evidences, historic evidences of those poets that tried and failed to show that nobody could bring a literally work that would had such balagha, excellence in speech, right? Not just that. The Quran talks about the sun and the moon and the planetary bodies being in an orbit. You know, till very recently, scientists were saying that the sun doesn't have an orbit. I mean, the sun. And very recently, they said, you know, it does. It's a very slow orbit, but it does have an orbit. How could a man in a desert who didn't know astronomy, who didn't have access to the works of the Greeks and the Romans and all of this, even the Greeks and Romans didn't know these things. How could he have known that? Okay, somebody could say maybe he guessed at it. Okay, no problem. You guess once, you get it right, I got it. But then you have multiple miracles like that, scientific facts, how salt water and sea water touch but don't mix, how mountains have pegs that go in the ground, things that he wasn't a geologist. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we don't have any evidence that he ever went to a place that had salt water. So what was around him? It was all sweet water. So how would he know there's waves under the ocean? How would he know these things? How could he guess every time and get it right? Not just that, they're historic prophecies. You see, like when you put all of these together, it becomes a numeric fact that this could not have been without divine intervention. And I'll explain this. So there's scientific miracles. Then there are linguistic miracles, balagha, and as we talked about. Then there are prophecies about the Romans and Persians and battles and who would win that came true. Even if you look at the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that are not in the Quran, in Hadith, where he talked about the victory of Constantinople. Today we call it Istanbul, right? How would he have known that? The victories over the Persians. How would he have known that? At a time where he didn't even control the Arabian Peninsula, at the time in Khandaq, when all the different Arab tribes were attacking Medina, there was the fear that the Muslims would be genocided to be finished by the Arabian tribes. He was telling them, we will have Constantinople. He was prophesizing these things. And those came true one after the other, every one of them. How do you guess every time and get it right? And then there are physical miracles. And I have a video especially about this. And I think me and you spoke about this before, about the splitting of the moon. Mm-hmm. Right? Today, if we go, amongst the Mormon church, they still have prophets. They have people that they call prophets, right? And there are many other Christian denominations that have prophets. I will challenge any one of them. Come meet me in San Diego, and we'll go out on a clear night, and I'll point at the moon, and I'll ask them, split the moon for me, right? Can they do it? I don't think so, right? The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, during his lifetime, the mushrikeen, the polytheists of Mecca, they told him, show us a miracle. He said, what do you want? They said, split the moon. And this is in the Quran, in Surah Qamar, in the first ayah. And he pointed, and Allah made it that the moon split. Now again, this sounds like a very wild claim, I understand. But we will bring extraordinary evidence for this, right? We're not just saying it's in the Quran, so we believe it. No, like for example, Moses split the ocean. Okay, we believe it, but if we ask Jews to show historic evidence, we don't have it. No. Right? If you talk about Jesus walking on water, if you talk about first-hand reports that can be verified through chains of narration,
you don't have it.
Right? In Islam, we will show that the people who were eyewitnesses, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Anas ibn Malik, who were from different cities. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he was in Mecca. Anas ibn Malik at this time, he was in Medina. Now, each one of these eyewitnesses, we can give you their historic profile, meaning we can tell you what was their name, their father's name, their mother's name, their children, how was their memory, where they lived, where were they born, where did they die, how good was their precision of reporting, we call dhabt and adl, all of this, right? Not just that, who did they share this information with? Who were the one that reported from them? Who wrote it down? Who were the scholars of hadith? Not just that. These are from not just the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but even the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now imagine, Eddie, if I'm in Balboa Park and I'm having a debate and I tell guys, hey, you know what? I can split the moon, right? Or I can split the sun, okay? Maybe the people on my side, I hope not, but maybe some of them will back me just because it's a partisan thing, right? But my enemies who are debating against me, no way. They're going to be like, we got him. Finally, we got him. You know, he didn't do it. We didn't see it, right? They would make a big fuss out of it. The enemies of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who were the polytheist idol worshippers of Mecca, they admitted that, yes, this happened. Now imagine that. Nobody from that historical time denied it, right? It's in the Quran, meaning it was recited in front of the polytheists for years after that. None of them said, no, we were in Mecca and it didn't happen. We challenged Christians, atheists, Jews, Hindus, whoever else, to bring us one single report of anybody from that time period, whether he was a mushrik, a polytheist or not, that said, no, I was in Mecca and this did not happen. We will bring multiple reports from Abu Sufyan, who was not Muslim at that time, from Abu Jahl and Walid ibn Mughayra and others who never became Muslim, that died as enemies of Islam, but they still admitted, yes, this did happen. So how does a false prophet bring something like this?
Mm-hmm. And you have the Mormon prophets, they're making predictions of the end of times is going to come, but then right. That date comes and passes. You don't have these things with Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
Wake up. There are over 300 million Americans that don't know what Islam is. This is why we are opening the Deen Center, the first of its kind, 35,000 square foot Dawah Center and Masjid to show America the beautiful message of Islam. Inshallah, with your help and donations, we can close on the property. Launch nationwide Dawah programs, a state-of-the-art production studio for online content, and an on-site Dawah center to show what true Islam is. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.